There's good penalties and bad penalties and unlucky ones. You know, sometimes you're a bit unlucky. You're in a fight at a breakdown and a referee deems you. But there's a couple of stupid ones that are down to just bad decisions from the players.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to a Football Daily Extra. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Hamir Hogrimsson reacts to the Republic of Ireland's Nations League playoff draw. We hear from new Manchester United manager Ruben Amorim for the first time, and Caoimhín Kelleher to face Real Madrid as Arne Slot provides an update on Liverpool's goalkeeping situation. First up today, the Republic of Ireland will play Bulgaria to maintain their League B status in the Nations League. Bulgaria finished second by Northern Ireland in Group C3, losing 5-0 at Windsor Park in October. That defeat contributed to Bulgaria's drop to 84th in the world. That's 21 places beneath Ireland. Ireland will go to Sofia for the first leg on March 20th, hosting the Balkan nation 3 days later. And Hamir Hogrimsson gave his immediate reaction to that draw today.
I would say okay draw. It was not my favourite, and it was not the worst. I think Slovakia was the highest FIFA ranked team. Probably everybody liked to avoid them, but it's probably going to be an equal game, like most of these setups. They were in group with Northern Ireland, if I remember correctly. They lost 5-1 in Belfast. But that is kind of an outlier in all their results. They had 4 clean sheets in that group, and somebody told me Ireland had them in the group in 2020, so I think there was 2 draws. It's 1-1 away and 0-0 home, or the opposite, I don't remember. So you would expect a low scoring game when you look at, you know, their goals and statistics.
Hogrimsson also provided his opinion on the importance of a win over the two legs.
Well, it's different opinions on that, how important that is to be in Group B. Some say it's even better for us to be in Group C in regards to having more chance of winning games. I think my opinion is that you should always try to play the strongest team and try to improve that way. That is my opinion. And I think it's important for this group as well. If we want to continue to qualify for finals, if we want to, qualify for finals, it's always better to play good teams, the better teams than not.
And the Ireland boss also caught up with Nathan.
Hi, Hamer. Considering the disappointment of last Sunday, what can you do over the next few months to make sure that the players come back in next March in a positive frame of mind? Do you have to go and meet them all between now and then, or do you just trust that the time will be a good healer?
Yeah, probably both. And if you look at our games, I think this second half is an outlier as well in our performance. So hopefully time will heal these wounds. But of course now it's a little bit more quieter time for me. It's good time for me to look back and reflect and just gather every keynote I've put in my diaries, etc., and just go through it and gather my thoughts. So no, it's a little bit of both.
There's a lot of games coming up over the next couple of months for players, but you obviously have some players who maybe aren't playing as much as you'd want. When January comes for the players who aren't playing, do you expect them to think about the international side and whether they should go out on loan, whether they should make moves so that they're coming in with plenty of game time under their belts?
No, if it's a player that is not playing, I think he will do that regardless of what his national team coach will say. All players like to play. And if they're not getting playing time, they will probably try with their agents to try and get playing time somewhere else. So that is not... Of course, as a national team coach, you want your players to be playing and you want them to be playing at the highest level possible.
Scotland, meanwhile, will look to preserve their League A status when they play Ireland's old friends Greece over two legs. Ruben Amorim believes he should be judged as Manchester United manager after 2 years at the club. He faced the media today ahead of his first game, which is live and exclusive on Sunday's Off the Ball, and comes away to Ipswich Town. Amorim takes over with United 13th in the Premier League table, but only 4 points off the top 4. So what makes him believe that he's the man that can bring much needed consistency and success to United?
We have space to grow as a team. I think we have to improve in a lot of areas, the understanding of the game. I know it's a different way of playing, and we are changing in the middle of the season. I think we have to improve the physical aspect of the team. It's something that we want to improve. And that's it. So I don't know how long it will take. I know that when you are in Manchester United, you have to win games. So I will not tell you that I need a lot of time. Of course, we need a lot of time because it's a great league. It's the strongest league in the world, and we have to improve a lot to try to win it. So what can I say is that we have to win games, to win time, and then to win titles.
Amorim says United need to be better at keeping the ball, but has also been asked how he can trust the current players that have let down a succession of managers now at Old Trafford.
It's a belief, like the word. You have to believe. I believe in them, because when I start this week, you can say that it's 1 week, three trainings. They change the coach. Of course, everybody is excited, but they are open to a different things. It's the only thing that I ask: hard work, and you have to believe in the new idea. And I felt that. So, until they prove me wrong, I believe in the players.
So, how long before things are right at United?
I have 2 years and a half of contract, and you guys talk about that. I think 2 years, you can understand if I'm the right manager to go in this process. I think we will need more time, because if you look to the other clubs that are winning this league, they are doing this process for a long time, but they are winning. That's why they have time to do this project. So I understand that we will need more than 2.5 years. We have to win something somewhere, but in 2 years you can understand if you want to continue in this path or you have to change. So we will see how long it will take.
And Amorim is adamant that his preferred 3-4-3 formation is the only way forward for the club.
As a coach, you have to choose one way or another. I choose always 100% our way. I prefer to risk a little bit, but to push in the first moment. If they feel that since first day I believe so much in our way of playing, they will believe too. So there is no second doubts, no second way. It's one way, and we are going to do it. We will adapt some players because you don't have the right profile. This team was built for a different system, but like I told you guys already, it's the same thing playing with 5 or 4. The principles are the same. The positioning is a little bit different. But maybe on Sunday you will see the list of players, the starting 11. You don't feel a lot of change, but you will feel it in the game during the positioning, in the way they receive the ball or to cover the ball. You will see some changes.
Republic of Ireland goalkeeper Queevin Kelleher will continue in goal for Liverpool away to Southampton on Sunday, a game you can also hear live on Off the Ball. Alisson has missed Liverpool's last 4 league games and their most recent pair of Champions League outings with a hamstring injury. Their manager, Arne Slot, gave an update on the Brazilian's fitness.
We're careful with everyone, especially when it comes to muscle injuries, but he's back in training with the goalkeeper coach. He's not training with the team yet, but that is expected to be done soon, and then let's wait and see where he is in terms of match fitness. But he's getting better and better, but not ready to play Sunday.
Trent Alexander-Arnold also misses the trip to St Mary's, but Virgil van Dijk will be fit to face his former side. Slot's been asked if Alisson, Alexander-Arnold and Diogo Jota could be fit to return for their huge fixtures upcoming with Manchester City and then in the Champions League against Real Madrid.
That is something we have to wait and see, because I just said that the last few days of a recovery is always the one that is most tricky, because then they have to go from isolated training sessions towards a group training session, and that step is always the most difficult one. So for me, it's difficult to judge now and to tell you now if it's going to be 1, 2, 3 days or a bit longer. So, The only thing I can say is that with Alisson and with Jota, I don't expect them to be available for that game. With Trent, it's going to be in between.
Pep Guardiola has reaffirmed his commitments to stay with Manchester City, even if relegation is the upshot of their 115 alleged breaches of the Premier League's financial rules. The Catalan put pen to paper on a fresh two-year contract last night, meaning he'll surpass a decade with City. Guardiola insists he's going nowhere, even if City go down.
I said that 6 months ago. You have in my interviews here said the same. So not because now extend the contract and pretend to be, oh, how nice is Pep. I said 6 months ago, 1 year ago, when everything, when all the clubs accused us to have done something wrong. So what happened? You got relegated. I will be here. Next year we'll come up to the, I don't know, the position of the conference they're going to bring us. We're going to come up and come up. We're going to come back to the Premier League. I knew it then and I feel it now.
Guardiola confirmed Mateo Kovacic will miss tomorrow's visit Tottenham to the Etihad after he picked up an injury while on international duty, and he'll be out for 3 to 4 weeks, including that trip to Anfield next week. The City boss also provided an update on the likes of John Stones, Manuel Akanji, Nathan Ake and Ruben Dias.
John and Trent good yesterday, Manu and Trent good yesterday. Whereas Nathan is coming back training. So we didn't have central defenders, now we have three. Just Ruben is out. But hopefully it's coming back soon. And yeah, these 10 days some players recover a little bit. I don't know if they're ready to play 90 minutes or play for the beginning, but to see the training session and see their faces is really, really good boost for all of us.
Do you know the extent of Kovacic's injury yet?
Sorry?
Do you know the extent of Kovacic's injury?
Will be a while. 3 weeks, 1 month. More or less. Max Delaney as well will be injured to go to the national team for under 21 for the national team, because they push your limits and come back injured. So they should be more in contact with the doctors, with the national teams, no specific ones, with the doctors for here, because if one player go to the national team not in the perfect conditions and training with under 21 in the morning, and after in the afternoon with under 20, and after trade 2 games when he was not fully fit, it's normal now he's injured. We are going to lose him for 3 weeks, 1 month again. So this is what it is.
Spurs will be without injured defenders Christian Romero and Mickey van de Ven for tomorrow evening's game. Further up the field, Rodrigo Bentancur begins his 7-match suspension regarding a racial slur aimed at teammate Heung-min Son. The Uruguayan midfielder was charged with misconduct over a television interview given in his home country where he made reference to Son's Korean race. He was also fined £100,000. And Spurs manager Ange Postecoglou was asked today if it's a bad look for the club to appeal a case that appears to be so cut and dried.
I'm not interested in looks and whatever, you know, people want to. I've said all along, he's made a mistake. We've accepted he's made a mistake. We'll accept whatever penalty comes our way. We believe, the first one was, a little bit harsh. So we've appealed that, which I think is our right. That's the whole process. Even if you look at the punishment, it's at the lower end of the scale. So even the people who have all the information have adjudicated that way. I get that people, you know, want to burn people at the stake these days. But as I keep saying, you know, part of this process, if you want real sort of education and progress, is to understand that when somebody makes a mistake and they pay the penalty, part of that is education and hopefully treating them in the way that people see that's the way forward. So whether it's Rodrigo or anyone else, as I said, I'm old enough in life, I've made bigger mistakes than that, mate, but I was allowed to learn from them. And hopefully I'm a better human being because of that.
And you sort of mentioned that it's on the lower end of the scale anyway. Sort of maybe from the outside it looks like, what's the point? Because you can only probably chip off one game, because 6 is the minimum for this kind of charge. Is it really worth it for just to maybe take one game off and he can play against Liverpool?
Care less who he's playing against. But yeah, it's worth it because that's what we feel. And we still have a judicial process. That's why appeals are there. Like, we're not going outside the jurisdiction. We're not trying to create something that's not available to us. Our view was that we think it was harsh. We think it should have been the minimum. And we'll go through that process. If it's deemed not, then we accept that. But like I said, we're not going to just accept something if we don't feel like it's the right thing in terms of our processes. So I'm fully supportive, and like I said, we'll abide by whatever decision, but that's why there's an appeal process.
Finally, away from the Premier League, Javier Mascherano is to become the new manager at Inter Miami. The former Argentina midfielder replaces his ex-Barcelona boss Tata Martino at the MLS club after he stepped down for personal reasons this week. Mascherano will leave his role as Argentina's under-20 boss, having led the country at this summer's Olympic Games. The 40-year-old will be reunited with former teammates Lionel Messi, Luis Suarez, Sergio Busquets and Jordi Alba in Miami. Mascherano will also lead Inter Miami into next year's expanded Club World Cup. That's it for today's Football Daily Extra. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB football feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. We'll be back with Football Daily for you on Monday. Till then, have a brilliant weekend.